leadership for such a time as this. Please join me in welcoming Governor Kim Reynolds.
Well, good morning, and Scott, thank you for that very thoughtful introduction. It's an honor to be with all of you for the 59th annual Iowa Prayer Breakfast and the first ever virtual Iowa Prayer Breakfast. Prayer has always been a big part of who I am, but I have to tell you, never has it been as important or as powerful for me as it is today in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. And although we're not together in person, the wonders of technology bring us together in faith and prayer. To the members of the Iowa Prayer Breakfast Committee, thank you for finding a way in these very challenging times to keep this event doing what it has done now for nearly six decades, glorifying Jesus Christ through the public affirmation of his sovereignty over our state and our nation. I want to thank each and every one of you who have kept me, my family, and our nation's leaders in your prayers and in your hearts, from text messages to emails and phone calls. I get so many notes from Iowans every day letting me know that they're praying for me. Your prayers keep me going and give me strength, especially during these times when the decisions I make are affecting people's lives and livelihoods. Through challenging times and uncertain times, there is a verse from Isaiah that gives me great comfort and great confidence. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Whether we are on the front lines and delivering health care to sick people at home, doing the right thing and socially distancing to slow the spread, or involved in making decisions that impact the well-being of Iowans, we are all children of God and need to let our faith in him be our guide. It's why now more than ever we should pray for each other, pray for your neighbor, pray for all in need of aid and those on the front lines and delivering it. It's my pleasure to share with you the proclamation declaring April 9th, 2020 as the Day of Prayer in Iowa. Whereas our nation and world are suffering from a pandemic which has profoundly affected the well-being and livelihoods of millions of Americans, and whereas this health emergency has created fear and anxiety in the midst of thousands of fellow Iowans during this uncertain time, and whereas our nation's motto is "In God We Trust," with America being founded upon biblical Judeo-Christian principles and values, and whereas God's word teaches us to rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying, and whereas throughout our history, Iowans have found peace, strength, and unity through prayer to God in the humbly asking for his strength during times of difficulty, and whereas prayer provides peace that surpasses all understanding and wisdom in times of crisis and conflict, turning us to God for his comfort and blessed assurance, and whereas God's unconditional love by sending him his son Jesus to be Savior of the world is remembered and celebrated by Christians during Holy Week of Easter each year. Now, therefore, I, Kim Reynolds, Governor of the State of Iowa, do hereby proclaim Maundy Thursday, April 9th, 2020, as Day of Prayer in the State of Iowa, and encourage all Iowans to unite in prayer and ask God to comfort and bless all severely impacted, to protect medical care workers, first responders, and all who are serving during this crisis, to grant wisdom, courage, and strength to our local, state, and national leaders, and give us all the hands and hearts to be generous with our time, skills, and resources, to serve our neighbors within and alongside the many churches, nonprofits, businesses, and other organizations providing relief.
Thank you, Governor Reynolds, for your heart for the Lord and serving the people of Iowa. We will continue in our prayers asking God to protect you and grant you great wisdom, courage, and strength. Also, we thank you for proclaiming the statewide Day of Prayer. Psalm 116:2 reads, "Because he bends down to listen, I will pray until my final breath." Let us all never forget to pray, because God is listening. We wanted to take a moment in today's program to remember a dear friend who, having gained this